The Iker Mitzvah Sukkah Hiaschach, paragraph Tezayin in Hilchas Omnin in Halacha Dalet. The Iker Mitzvah Sukkah Hiaschach. We know that the most important part of the Sukkah is the Schach. Dahainu Shaloi Lechasois Hamachitzois Betikra Shleima Kamoi Bayis. Meaning that you're not allowed to cover the roof of the Sukkah with a solid covering like a house. Rak Lasois Kisui Uschach Heosui Letzel Sheyesh Boi Cholo Vaavir. But rather, you're supposed to make a covering in schach, which is made for shade, but it must have open spaces and it must allow air to come in. Hainu. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki boze ono marin ma shepalnu b'rosh Hashanah v'yom ha-kipurim lahagbir ha-havolim dikdusha kol kach ad she'oyeru kol hoylam b'tshuva. By this, by us doing that, we're showing what we believe we've achieved on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That we've strengthened the vapors of Kedusha, the atmosphere and air of Kedusha, to such a point where we've succeeded in arousing the world to tshuva. Bibechinas yesh hevel asher nasal horetz. As we said, there's this concept of a Jew's good desires, which are expressed in words, coming out in the form of nefoshos that travel over the world and go into other people and cause them to be chozer b'tshuva. On Sukkos, we insist on leaving the house, which is covered up well, like the ark, like Noah's ark, which was sealed tight, to block him from being harmed from the bad vapors. Remember, we said that the people during that time had all kinds of bad desires, which polluted the world, and therefore Noah had to go into a super sealed, locked ark. On Sukkos, we insist on the opposite, going outside and making sure that it's not sealed tight. El hasukkah sheyesh bo chalolim harpe b'schach. We go into the sukkah which has many spaces in the schach, kidei lishoiv derech shom meho avirim v'havolim dikdusha, in order to draw through the schach the vapors of kedusha, shel hakisufim toivim, from all the good desires, shenim shichu al yidei hatikias, v'yidei riboy atfilois v'atzokos shvei yam naroim, which resulted from the blowing of the shofar and all the cries and screams and tfilois of the Jews throughout the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. We show that now we want to take that all in. Ki b'chol hashono tzorech sheyeh ikar yishivosei shel odom bebeisoi daika. Because throughout the year, a Jew is supposed to see to it that the majority of his, that he establishes his place inside of a home. In order to hide himself and seclude himself from the vapors of this world, which are floating around in the air, where the majority of what's floating around in the atmosphere throughout the year is all the desires of people who are chasing after Olam Hazeh, people chasing after kavod and money and women and all kinds of meaningless things or non-holy things that have no kedusha attached to them. That's throughout the regular part of the year. And therefore, a Jew is supposed to live in a home that has that's closed normally with a normal roof and everything. Whereas during these days of awe, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Aseres Yimei Tshuva and Elul, his gabru kol kach havolim didusha shel Yisrael, we believe that the vapors of holiness which the Jews have pumped out in their shuls and with their tehillim and with their crying and with their shofar and everything, they've pumped out so much hevel dikdusha, so much holy atmospheric stuff, ad shonu tzrichim daiko lotzeis mishom el hasuko ho asui letzel she'enem achuseitiv, where the mitzvah on sukkah is to go out of the house and go into the sukkah which is not sealed up, not covered up completely, rak yesh bo chalolim harbe baschach, but has many openings in the schach, ki onu tzrichim ato daiko lishoiv me ha-havolim v'avirim kidoshim hanemshochim derech haschach, because we want to show that we want to breathe in that those holy vapors that have been pumped out into the air, we want to take it in through the schach. Ki derech shom nimshochim rak havolim kedoshim shel atkias tefilas Yisrael, because the schach acts like a sieve, it filters. It only allows into the sukkah the havolim of kedusha, which the yidden have generated throughout those aseres yemei tshuva, shehem mizgabrim beilu hayomim, which have increased, you know, to a tremendous quantity during these special days. Ki sukkah hi bechinas imo demesakcho al benin, because the Zohar HaKadosh says that the sukkah symbolizes the mother who hovers over her children. Dehainu shehashchino mesacheches umagino oleinu mehavolim dehayalma, symbolizing the Shekhinah, which hovers over us. It performs a protective covering over us, blocking us from the bad vapors of this world. Shehem havolim roim v'kisufim roim, referring to the bad vapors and the bad desires that people have. Shelo yishlatu aleinu klal, so that they shouldn't affect us in any bad way. Rak sheyinim shochem aleinu derech mikve haschach havolim digdusha shelatkiyas etfilas Yisrael knal. But rather, that we're going to take in through the schach, it is going to be filtered into us only the holy vapors, the holy hevel, which is the result of all the spectacular desires that the Jews have aroused within themselves throughout Rosh Hashanah and the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'ze bechinas dalid minim shenoitlim b'sukkos." With this, you could also understand the reason why we take the four special types of items that grow: the lulav, the esrog, the adas, and the arovos on sukkos. Shebohem mesaknim bechinas dalid shenichnesu lepardes hamuva b'toyranal. Through those four items, we make a tikkun for the four types of people that entered into the orchard, the holy orchard of Hashem, which are mentioned in this chapter on Likutei Moran that we're dealing with, chapter 31, Ayin Shom. Look over there in that chapter on Likutei Moran, where you'll see this discussed. She'elu hadalet bechinois nimtsoim bechol dor. The Gemara speaks about four great leaders of Klal Yisrael: Rabbi Akiva, and Ben Zoima, and Ben Azai, and Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya, who later became Acher, the rabbi of Rabbi Meir, that these four giants made a special aliyah's neshama, where they went up to a very, very high place in heaven, and as a result, Rabbi Akiva was completely successful. He went up and came back 100% peace, at peace and whole and solid, new and improved. Ben Azai died. His neshama left him because he went up to such a high light, which in a sense his body and neshama couldn't stay together anymore. Ben Zoima, his mind became affected, the Gemara says, where he would talk and people couldn't understand what he was saying. He was saying such deep things and he couldn't bring it down to a level where people could understand it, so they thought he was crazy. And Acher became an apikoros. As a result of what he saw, it blinded him in a sense. Sometimes when you look directly into a bright light, it blinds you. He became blinded spiritually in a sense, and he became an apikoros. He became lost his faith to a degree.
There's a portion of quotation in the Gemara from Acher, if I recall, that whereby he realized, very interesting. Most people who go off the deep end, they feel that's the end to be on at this time because of the order rationalization. But he realized that he was off on the deep end.
For sure. Although he didn't realize that he could come back, because Rabbi Meir, one time, even after he went off the derech, he would still associate with his students, especially Rabbi Meir, who was one of his closest students. And the Gemara says one time Rabbi Meir was going with him on Shabbos, and Acher was riding on a horse, and Rabbi Meir was walking alongside, and they came to a certain place, and Acher said, "Okay, you go back, you can't walk past here. In other words, you have to be religious, I don't." So Rabbi Meir said to him, "What are you doing? You're my rabbi, you're the one who you know." So he said to him, "Yeah, but I once heard a voice from heaven that came forth and said, Shuvu bonim shevovim chutz me'acher, that everybody, let anyone who has gone off the path return, except for Acher." That he can't, that's what he heard heaven say. And therefore he said, I can't come back. Which was a mistake, because the Gemara says, even if one hears Hashem saying you can't come back, ignore it. Just like the Gemara has a rule, Koma Shimalachol Balabayis Asei Chutz Mitzei, that when you're invited into someone's house, if somebody invites you to their home, you're required to do as they tell you to do, except if they tell you to get out. Then you're not, what do you invite me for? You invited me to throw me out? That you're not required to do. So Kaviyochel Hashem is called the host. He's the host, he's the Balabayit of the world. Anything Hashem tells you to do, you're required to listen to, except if Hashem says get out. If Hashem says leave, you're not mechuyev to listen to him. It's a chiddush.
What did you say the name of the one who flew too close to the flame of hell? Who couldn't get his soul back?
Ben Azai. And Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter in Likutei Moran, shows how these four experiences are the multiple choice that faces any Jew who wants to come really close to Hashem. And Rabbeinu Zal relates it to different levels. Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain it here now. She'elu hadalet b'chinois nimtzoim b'chol doer. These four levels are found in every generation. Sheheim horoitzim logeshes el hakodesh, referring to those people who want to come close to Kedusha, ulehiskarev litzadike ador, and especially to come close to the true tzadikim, sheyesh bohem dalet b'chinos. There are four types of people in that framework. Ayin shom, look in Likutei Moran over there, v'heim nikroim nichnosim lepardes, they are referred to as ones who enter into Hashem's orchard, shegedelim bo mine ilonois, where there are all different kinds of trees that are growing there. That's the word that the Gemara uses, an orchard. Al kein al yedei elu hadalid minim shehem mine ilonois hanechozim bishmoy HaKadosh Baruch. Therefore, when a Jew on Sukkos takes these four types of trees, the lulav coming from a palm tree, the esrog coming from an esrog tree, the hadassim coming from an hadassim tree, and the aravos coming from an aravos tree, al yedei zeh malin umisaknim elu hadalid b'chinois. That's how we make a tikkun for the four different types of Jews who are represented, who are called the ones going into the orchard. Ki elu hadalet shenichnasu lepardes heim Rabbi Akiva shenichnas b'sholem v'yotza b'sholem. The four that went into the orchard are Rabbi Akiva, who entered and left in peace. Ubenazai ubenzoima hitzitz v'nifka hitzitz umeis. Ben Azai ben Zayma, one of them looked and his mind was affected. The other one looked and died. The Acher kitzeitz ben Atiyos, whereas Acher became an apikoris. V'zeu b'chinas hadalid minin. This corresponds to the four types that we take on Sukkos. Shem keneged dalid kitois shebi Yisrael kemuva, which correspond to the four different groups of Jews, as is written. Ki esroig yeshboi tam vareach, because we know that the esroig has a good smell and it has taste. You can eat it. You can eat esroig. Keneged balei toira u'mitzvois, corresponding to those Jews who have everything. They have knowledge, they study Torah, and they do mitzvois. Those are the two things. That's smell and taste. Sheyesh lehem kol hashleimos, they're complete. Shezeu b'chinas Rabbi Akiva shezocho l'shleimus v'nichnas b'sholoin. This refers to Rabbi Akiva, who was zeicha to be solid, whole. That's why the Gemara says b'sholoin. Sholoin means peace, and sholoin also means whole, complete. V'lulav v'hadasim, whereas the lulav and hadasim, sheze yesh boi tam v'loi reyach, the lulav is a tree which has taste but no smell. On a lulav tree grow dates. Dates you can eat. It has good taste, but no smell. A palm tree, there's nothing to smell on the palm tree. Whereas the hadasim have the lulav hadasim shezeh yesh boi tam v'lo reyach v'zeh reyach v'lo tam. The hadasim have a good smell to them, but no taste. There's nothing to eat on hadasim. Zebechinas Benazayu Benzoimo, that represents Benazayim Benzoimo, Sheloihoyu Betachlis Hashlemus, who were not 100%, Afal Pishahoyu Tzadikim Gedolim, even though they were great Tzadikim, but there was something missing. Alkane, therefore, because they weren't complete, Zeh hitzitz v'nifka, v'zeh hitzitz umeis. One of them looked and his mind was affected, and the other one looked and died. V'acher kitzitz v'netiyos, whereas Acher is the one who became an apikoiris, zeh b'chinas poishe Yisrael. He symbolizes the Jewish sinners. Poishe means people that commit sins intentionally, spitefully. B'chinas arvei nachal, for which we take the aravos, she'en bohem loy reach v'loy tam, which have no smell to them, and there's nothing to taste there, representing the Jews who have no Torah and no mitzvahs, neither one. V'onu mechabrim kol elu adalet minim yachad imo esroig. We take all of these four and we put them together, all of them being put together with the esroig, v'ideze nechlolim v'nischabrim yachad. And by doing that, we unite them. They become united and merged together. Kidei lohoshivam kulam elakdusha, in order to bring all of those different types of people back to the kedusha, alidei shemizgabrim hahavolim dedusha, by strengthening the vapors of kedusha, shehem nefoshes kedoshes, which is those holy souls, shaydeze nimshochem nekudos tovos loisis, by which we put good vowels onto the letters. Vinitstyrin hoisis latoiv, and the letters are formed in a constructive way, in a good way. Shekol zehu bechinas tikkun hadalet shenichnasu lapardes, which is all part of the tikkun for those four that go into the orchard. Sheikar hapigam shel oisan shel yotze b'sholoim hoyo al yedei shel tziru hoisis heitev latoiv aydenefoshes kadoshes, because the main mistake, the main problem of the three that weren't successful completely was based on the fact that they didn't format the letters of the Torah in a positive way for Toiv. Ayin shom heitev ba'Torah nal, study chapter 31 in Likutei Moran well, ki yefshel achzer b'chol pam dvorav HaKadoshim Zal, because Rav Nosson Zal says it's impossible for me to review every time everything that's, you know, the explanations there, so you have to be familiar with the chapter in order to understand the connections. V'yalkein, ato, achar Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur. That's why specifically now, after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, shemizgabrim hahavolim v'hanafoshes kedusha, when we've strengthened the vapors of kedusha and the souls of kedusha, as a result of our good desires and speaking all of those tefillos that we've said and everything, we've pumped out millions of nefoshes kedusha, shehem bechinas nekudos kedoshes, which represent good vowels, letzayer oisveis haTorah letoiv, so that we can format the letters of the Torah in a way that they form blessings, not curses, in a way that they form positive things. Haydeze nistaknin kol adalet bechinos anal. That's what gives us the ability to make a tikkun for all four types of yidden. Shehem bechinas dalet shenichnasu lapardes, which are represented by these four who entered into the orchard, shezeh bechinas hadalet minim shanoleichem ata besukkos, which represents the four types that we take on sukkos. Yudches, v'zeh bechinas hanianuim shemenanim bahadalet minim lechol dalet brucho yisoylam ulamala lamata. With this, you could also understand the shaking of the dalet minim, which we do in all four directions and also up and down. Ki ikar hanianuim heim ba'avir, because we shake the lulav in the air, in the atmosphere. Hainu shal yidei hanianuim hagdoshim b'chol haruchos elu, by shaking the lulav in all of these directions, mamshichim oleinu hahavolim v'havirim hagdoshim. In other words, the lulav is a magnet that's drawing in from all the different directions of the atmosphere all the good stuff that's been pumped out there throughout Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. All of our tefillos, all of our words that we've pumped out into the atmosphere that resulted in holy souls that were pumped into the atmosphere, by taking these four items and shaking them in the four directions, we're using them as a vacuum cleaner, like to suck in this Hevel Dikdusha that we believe is all over the world now as a result of our Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So that we can format the letters of the Torah in a positive way, so that we can improve and perfect all the different groups of Yidden. Shehem Bechinas Dalet Shenichnesu LePardes, which are represented by the four that went into the orchard, Shehem Bechinas Dalet Minim Kanal, which corresponds to these four, the Lulav Esrog Hadas Min Arovos. Kimenanin Hoavir Bedalet Minim, because we shake the air with these four items, Umegarshim Kol Hoavirim Vohavolim Roim, we chase away all the bad vapors in the bad air, umamshichim rak havolim vavirim dekdusha, and we draw onto ourselves only the air and vapor of holiness, shehem nefoshos nekudosh kedoshos, hanasim b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur me'atfilas v'atkiyas kanal, which were generated throughout Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur from the tefilos and from the tekiyas, they were pumped out into the air. Va'alkein noyagim al piarizal. This is why the custom that we follow is the custom of the Arizal, that we make the bracha on the lulav and the dalet minim in the sukkah. There are different customs for this. Kishom b'sukkah shoyle to avir hakodosh derech nikve aschach, because we explained earlier that the sukkah is the magnet that draws, that attracts this holy air and these holy vapors through the schach, that's the sifter. The schach represents those holes which keep out the bad avir and draw in, only allow into the sukkah the avir dikdusha, the havolim dikdusha, which were pumped out into the air throughout Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. V'shom onu mamshichem aleinu ho'avir ha'kodesh hazeh ide ha'nienu mekanal. So by benching lulav in the sukkah, we're seeing to it that the lulav and esrog and hadas ma'arovos is going to draw into us that hevel dikdusha that's permeating throughout the whole sukkah. And it's going to make a tikkun for all four different types of Jews that need tikkun, which we're holding in our hands. That's the dalet minim. V'zeh shemenanim b'hoidul Hashem t'chila v'soif. This is why we shake the dalet minim specifically at the sentences, hoidul Hashem ki toiv kelam hazleh, give praise to Hashem because His kindness is permanent. We do it at the hodu in the beginning and at the hodu at the end. Ki ikar hatikin al yidei bechinas hachesed. Because we said that the tikkun we're speaking about here is most effective through chesed. Shehu bechinas chesed hamizgale bepuma da'amo. Rabbein Azal in that chapter in Likutei Moran discusses the fact that the Zohar HaKadosh says that the amo means the aver, the tikkun abris of a person. That at the mouth of the Amo is revealed a nekud of chesed, that there's a certain spark of chesed that's revealed at the mouth of the Tikkun HaBris. Shehu bechinas ahavo v'hishtoikikus v'kisuvim toivim, which represents love and a holy longing. Shezeo bechinas ribui hachasodim agdoilim anemshochem elu ayomim kemuva bekavonas arizal. This represents the multitude of chasodim which a Jew draws on to himself during the holiday of Sukkot. The Arizal shows, according to Kabbalah, how Sukkot is a time when Jews draw upon themselves tremendous chesed. Hainu, chesed, v'ahavo, v'hishtoikikus, v'kisuvim tovim Hashem Yisborach. This refers to kindness and love and a good longing to Hashem. Shaydezeh kol ha'tikunim anasim eilu ha'yomim. That's what affects all the tikunim that have to be made on these days. They represent these good souls and these good vowels which format the letters of Torah for good, which is what accomplishes all the good achievements that are supposed to be accomplished during these special days, during that holiday season. Paragraph Yutes. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'chol ze onu tzrichim be'elu ayomim koydem shmini atzeres shel simchas Torah." All of these things that we spoke about till now, a person has to prepare them before shmini atzeres, which is synonymous with simchas Torah. She'oz mesaimim u'maschilim atorah, because on simchas Torah is when we finish, we complete the Torah, and we start it anew. Hainu, this means. Because of the fact that from Rosh Hashanah through the end of Sukkot, we're finishing up the reading of the Torah that we've been doing the whole year, and we're going to be starting it anew. Al kein onu oiskim b'chol hatikunim anal. It's for that reason that we're involved in what we explained before, in terms of doing all kinds of mitzvos that are going to format the Torah l'toiv. Shaydezeh onu metzayrim oiseh satorah l'toiv. We do certain mitzvahs. Rav Nosson Zal had shown how the avoda that we do throughout Aseres Yimei Tshuva and throughout Sukkos causes the letters of the Torah to become mitzuyar in a constructive way, letoiv, bebechinas sam hachayim, so that the Torah should be a medicine of life for the person, kedei shekol haTorah she'asaknu ba b'chol hashana tihye mitztayeres u'mitztarefes letoiv. So that all the Torah that we've been reading throughout the 52 weeks of the year, you know, which is coming to a close at this point, now when we're finishing it, that's when we bring it all together and make sure to format it letoiv. V'chein nizke lahaschiles haTorah likroiso al yidei nekudos toivos shetihye haTorah me'ato mitztayeres u'mitztarefes tamid rak letoiv u'lechayim u'lesholim. And so too, we want to get off to a good start. We want to make sure that when we begin the Torah on Simchas Torah, and we're going to start the new cycle of reading it, that the oisiyos are going to be mitztaya letoiv, shal yidei zeh yistaken kol ha'olam, which is going to serve to make a tikkun for the whole world. Ki kol ha'olam u'meloyoy misnaheg u'miskayim al yidei ha'Torah, because the entire world and everything that's in it is controlled and run based on the Torah. Ukefi hatziur shonu mitzayrim umitzarfim oisei satoira al yidei hakisufin, and according to the way that we format the letters of the Torah based on our ritzonos, kein misnaheg ha'olam letoiv lehepech hashon. That's what determines what's going to go on in the world. It determines the weather. It determines whether there's going to be war or peace. It determines whether there's going to be inflation or deflation. Everything is controlled by the Torah, and everything is controlled by the way that Bnei Yisrael format the Torah, whether we mitzayer it letoiv or l'ra. That's what determines it. There were tzaddikim who would be able to look at the Parshas HaShavua, and they would know everything that's going to take place in the world based on looking at the Parsha. They could show how all the events that went on that week in 1993 or 1994 were all found in the Parshas HaShavua of that week. Because the Torah is what Hashem used to create the world with, and the Torah is l'havdol, the computer that's running the whole world. Everything is in there. Al kein, chomal oleinu Hashem Yisborach berachmov. There's a story brought with the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh that one time somebody had dealt in cattle, and he had sent cattle on a boat to a different country, and he hadn't received word back yet as to whether the cattle had arrived or not. So he didn't know what to do. For him, it was an investment of thousands of dollars. And you know, he was really worried. His whole financial future depended on it. So he went to the Baal Shem Tov. So the Baal Shem Tov took out a sefer and looked in it. And he said that your oxen arrived safely. So he said to him, you mean to say my oxen are in the sefer? You saw my ox here? Could you show me where my ox is? So the Baal Shem Tov said to him, you have to remember that when Hashem created the world, it says that he created the world with the Torah. The Torah was the blueprint for creation. That means that every single item in creation has a place in the Torah. It has a mokar in it. If a person studies the Torah properly, they're able to see it. The Vilna Goyim has many chidushei Torah explaining the vowels and the trop, the tamim of the Torah. We just mentioned a while ago that the Gemara says in one place that a rabbi was walking down the stairs in his house and he tripped. A stair broke under him and he fell. So one of the other rabbis of the Gemara said to him, could it be that a poor man once came knocking on your door and you refused him and that's why this happened to you? This is what the Gemara says. Why don't they ask him, could it be that you didn't eat chont on Shabbos? And that's why, you know, if you want to make up an excuse, how did he know to relate that mitzvah to say that that's why the stair, you know, that's why the stair broke and he tripped? What kind of ridiculous thing is that? Along comes a Vilna Goyin and says, I'll show you how not ridiculous it is. Because if you look in the Chumash, the instructions for giving charity are Pasoyach Tiftach Es Yodecho L'Achich Aniecho. Open up your hand to a poor man. So he says, if you look at the musical notes under Pasoyach Tiftach, it's Dargo Tevir. That's the musical note. The Aramaic words Dargo Tevir means broken step. So the Vilna Goyin said that when this rabbi saw that by his friend the stair broke and he fell, he knew immediately Their knowledge of the Torah, they knew that the Torah was the interpretation of life. Every aspect of life is found in that Torah. He knew immediately to be able to zero in like radar and find immediately which mitzvah is it that he something missed out on. And the other rabbi had to admit, yes, there was such an incident, and he told him, that's why you fell. So everything that happened past, present, and future is all in the Torah. The question is, in terms of how it relates to us, and what effect Klal Yisrael has on making it happen, that has to do with our Rotzayim. The Gemara says, the Kruvim, in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kruvim on the Oren. The Gemara says that normally they faced each other, and sometimes they were backwards. What do you mean, a little man ran in there and turned them around? No, a miracle happened that they faced each other, they faced away from each other. What determined it? The Gemara says, Kan kishoyis meretzlein eshel mokoim, kan kishenos meshel mokoim. When the Jews were doing what Hashem wanted them to do, then the Kruvim faced each other. Radar, you had, again, they didn't have computers like today, and they had computers that were 50 billion times better than what we have today. They had the real thing, you know, where Hashem would show them exactly where they were holding. They were pure enough to be able to trust themselves, to learn those chachmas even from the books of the Goyim, and that it wouldn't affect them in any negative way. They would tie it back to the Torah only. You see by Rav Nosson Zal even, that when those three apikrusim who had come to Rabbeinu Zal, they were three atheists that lived maskilim at that time, who had come to Rabbeinu Zal, they were super intellectuals. They had gotten like a Nobel Prize for intelligence from the Tsar. And one of them once came to Rav Nosson Zal and told him that his teacher had given him a mathematical problem that he said nobody could figure this out. So Rav Nosson Zal said, let me hear it. And he put his foot up on a bench, and his elbow like this, and he said, I want to hear the problem. So they told him this mathematical problem, and he stayed there for 15, 20 minutes trying to work it out, and he came up with the answer, and he gave him the answer. He said, tell your teacher, go back to your teacher, tell him this is the answer to this. But now, I'm going to give you a question for him, and he can work on it for the next 1,000 years. He said, I'm going to add one additional item to the equation, and let him work on it for the next 1,000 years, and he won't figure it out. And he told him what it was. He added an additional item to this equation, and he said, he'll never figure out the solution to this now. So I'm saying, you see that they, and you find in Likutei Halachos even, Rav Nosson Zal makes reference certain times, Kemuva b'sifrei hatchuna, like you would find in engineering books, you know, he was familiar with those things, he understood those things. A big enough tzaddik was able to get it mamish all from the Torah, you know, all sheva chochmas. Rav Nosson Zal says now, Al kein chom aloleinu Hashem yisporach berachmov hamarubim, therefore Hashem with his great kindness took pity on us, Vizikenu alidei chachomav agdoshim shesivru lanu l'sayim ul'aschla Torah b'yom gemar hatikin shel Rosh Hashanah v'yom Kippur. And he worked things out in such a way, he planned it, that we finished the Torah bedafka after Rosh Hashanah v'yom Kippur Sukkos, all the way at the end, shehu shmini atzeres v'simchas Torah, kidei shalidei ha'havolam agdoshim shel Rosh Hashanah v'yom Kippurim, so that through the holy vapors that were generated by the Yidden throughout Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Sheheim HaNefoshois Kedoshois, all the tefillos and cries and the blowing of the shofar that went on throughout that period of time, which poured out, which produced new nefoshois going into the air from all of this Rotzayim Toiv, Shemehem Nasim Nekudois Kedoshois, Tihiyah Mitztayeres Umitztarefes Kol HaTorah LaToiv. This makes it that when the Torah is completed, it's completely formatted in a way that's positive, in a way that's constructive to Klal Yisrael. Hein kol ma shekorinu b'chol hashanah kula, including everything that we read throughout the whole year, shonu misayimim oiso ato, which we're finishing, which we're concluding at this time, you know, Simchas Torah, hein ma shonu asidin likrois b'chol hashanah bo'leinu l'toivah, and what we're about to start again, we're about to start a new cycle of the Torah, also that all the letters should be formatted l'toiv. Hakol yeh mitztayer umitztaref letoiv ulechayim al yedei ha-havolim dikdusha shel elo ayomim anayroim shebohem mizgaper Yisrael ba-havolim harbe dikdusha. Via all the holy vapors, that's the term that Rav Nosson Zal used earlier, hevel dikdusha, that were generated through the tkiyas shofar and through all the tefillos that the Yidden, thousands, all the furthest Yidden that come to shul on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, have produced all of these havolim dikdusha, which resulted in nefoshois, which resulted in nekudois, which make it that the Torah, the letters of the Torah, should be formatted letoiv. V'alke nikro shmini atzeres. This is why this holiday, the holiday that concludes the whole Yom HaMeroim, is called shmini atzeres. Loshen knisa va'asifa. The word la'atzor means like to gather up together. Ki oz koinsin uma'asfin kol oisya satora. Because that's the holiday on which we gather in all the letters of the Torah, letzayram letoiv, to format them in a way that'll be good for the world and good for Klal Yisrael. Ayidei hanefoshois v'hanukudes toivois shenasu b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur kanal. Based on the vowels and the souls that were produced throughout Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Kikoidim shemamshich minekudes toivois azai ein lohoisiois shum kesher v'chibur. Because before we generate these nekudois, then the letters don't have any way of being attached to each other. We don't know what they're supposed to mean. Rak al yidei hanekudes toivois, al yidei ze heim mizdavkim u'mischaprim u'misasvim la'asos pulos toivois. It's only as a result of us generating these vowels, these good vowels, they're what attach themselves to the letters and format them in a positive way. Al kein nikro atzeres, loshen knisa v'asifa. This is one of the reasons why this holiday is called Atzeres, because it's a time of gathering it and putting it all together. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds an appendix to what he said earlier. Ki hadalid shayach leil, related to what we said earlier. Ki hadalid minin b'chinas dalid oisyeis Hashem. The minin that we use on Sukkos, the lulav, esreg, hadasa, marovois, correspond to the four letters of yud kei vov kei. Shehein b'chinas ta'amim, nekudois, tagen oisyeis. And they also correspond to the four blocks of the Torah, the four ingredients that make up the Sefer Torah, the Torah, which are the musical notes, the vowels, the crowns, and the letters. And the Zohar HaKodesh explains, note, we're going from top to bottom. The lowest level of Kiddusha is the oisyeis, the letters. The next highest level is the crowns. The other two levels, the vowels, are even on a higher level of Kiddusha than the crowns. That's why they don't appear in the Sefer Torah. Why aren't they in the Sefer Torah? The answer is because they represent Torah Sanistar. They have the secrets of Torah in them, the vowels. And the highest level is the musical notes, the tamim, the trup. That's the highest level of Kiddusha. Those two represent Torah Sanistar. That the secrets of Torah. Shaydeze, mamshichim nekudos toivois, lahoisiois. We showed earlier how by a Jew taking the four minim, the Dalit minim on Sukkos, and doing the mitzvahs with them, we draw vowels into the letters. Alidei hahavolim nekdusha. Through the holy vapors. We said that we shake the lulav, the Dalit minim in all six directions to draw in all the havolim of Kiddusha that were generated into the air, pumped out into the air throughout Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the Dalit Minim are going to draw them into the Torah. Ki ikar hatikun mamshichin mishoyresh oiseis vanakudos, shehem dalit oiseis Hashem, sheshom shoyresh kol hatantov. Because the main tikun of this whole thing that we've spoken about till now comes from the source of all letters and vowels, which is the four letters of Hashem's name, which is the foundation of all parts of the Torah. Through us holding these four items, we draw upon us this tikkun during these days, because when the letters of the Torah unite and join together through the good ritzonos, shemehem nasim nekudos toivos la'osios, which resulted in vowels that have positive meaning, a meaning that's constructive, oz nichlolim kol hadalet bechinos tamim nekudos tagim oisios yachad, then all four levels of the Torah all join together. Shezehu bechinas dalet minin, shaydeze shleimus tikun kol hoylamis kedua, which is the symbol of the dalet minin, which affects a tikun for all the different world, all the four worlds which Hashem created, which are Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. Four worlds correspond to the four letters of Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, which correspond to the four sections of the Torah, the four building blocks of the Torah. Just related to what we just said before, it's brought, we said that when you hold the Dalet Minim, you're supposed to hold them together. One of the reasons is because they represent the four letters of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. And just like in a Sefer Torah, if there's a space between any of the letters where there isn't supposed to be, the Sefer Torah is posel. So to hear these things which represent the letters of Hashem's name, if you hold them apart, it's like you're making a space. Why do we use this little packet that we insert the Hadassim into and the Arovois? You know what I'm talking about? That thing that's like a piece of canvas, or it's bamboo, like, you know, that we use to insert the Hadassim. Most people, the Ashkenazim, and I think even some of the Sfaradim have the custom to use that. It's part of the lulav. But the question is, why, if we want to keep them all together, if we want to put them all together, why don't we mamish make it that they should touch? The answer is because just like in a Sefer Torah, if two letters are touching, the Sefer Torah is pasul. There must be a separation, right? If two letters are mamish touching, it's spot. It's brought that one of the, I think it's the first Belzer Rebbe, one of them, had a dream, and in the dream, he saw someone writing Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and they were writing it, and then two of the letters touched. And then they did it again and again, and he woke up, and this was on Sukkot, and he couldn't understand what it was, and then somebody explained to him that this is the soid in it, that it's this concept that if you're not going to use this packet, and you're going to actually touch the esrog to the lulav, or the esrog to the aravos, by doing that, it's as if two letters in the Sefer Torah are touching, which is possible. Could be they don't follow this. Either they're not aware of this, or they don't follow this. This is based on based on Kabbalah, that type of item. But this way, you understand how number one, you keep them together, and yet there has to be a tiny separation between them.